Hi there. The word for you today is life is about choices. In 1 Kings 3 verse 9 we read, "Give your servant a discerning heart to distinguish between right and wrong." Choices. They're the determining factor in how your life turns out. When Solomon came to the throne as a young man, he prayed for wisdom to make the right choices in life. Legendary football coach John Wooden said, and I quote, "There's a choice you have to make in everything you do. So keep in mind that in the end, the choice you make makes you." Some of us make life harder by making bad choices, while others move through life more easily because they make good choices. But the truth is, you don't always get what you want, but you always live with the consequences of your choices. So, observe a couple of things here. Number one, your choices reveal who you really are. Theologian H.P. Liddon observed, and I quote, "What we do on some great occasion will probably depend on what we already are, and what we are will be the result of previous years of self-discipline." And number two, the higher you rise, the more difficult your choices become. King Solomon could have had any woman he wanted, yet sadly the Bible records that he chose women who turned his heart away from God. The wisest of men became the greatest of fools by making bad choices. And number three, your choices change you for either good or evil. Once you choose, you become a servant of that choice. It impacts your life and often the lives of others. C.S. Lewis put it this way, "Every time you make a choice, you're turning the central point of you, the part that chooses, into something a little different from what it was before." And taking your life as a whole, with all your innumerable choices, you're slowly turning this central thing either into a heavenly creature or a hellish creature. So the word for you today is you must make your choices prayerfully and wisely.